So the exemption from military service was just a byproduct of this. It was not the stimulating cause of the injury.
I wouldn't have thought so. I think that the evidence for an actual injury in the notebooks and in the letters is absolutely manifest and clear. Something was wrong with the hand, but what caused it? I think not piano playing or piano practice. That would really be too absurd for the Schumann, who was not only a great composer, but also a pianist of potentially world class, according to Friedrich Wieck, who was well placed to judge. He was going to make Schumann into a pianist of the capabilities of Franz Liszt and become a touring virtuoso. And indeed, much of the Schumann piano music does suggest that his technical abilities were of the Liszt category, and he was able to play and write music even when his hand was damaged. Although the hand was, there's something wrong with it, one has to wonder what it was and whether it had remissions and so on. And I happened to see in a German medical encyclopedia, which I thought I'd look at some German medical encyclopedias to see what kind of treatments were recommended for the kind of condition that Schumann had. And I discovered that the treatments that he was prescribed by his doctors were treatments for, according to this encyclopedia, damage to the nerves, peripheral neuritis or palsy caused by metal poisonings. For example, by lead poisoning. In those days, lead was used by certain professions, mercury was used by other professions. Hatters in the 19th century, hence the expression mad as a hatter, because it gives you the shakes and the palsy. And I reflected, might not Schumann's hand injury have been caused by mercurial medication, which he would have been given in the ordinary course for his syphilis? And that seems a plausible explanation to me.